Recording in progress.
Okay, we're going to call the committee adjustment to order. And we'd like to make introductions to everyone, starting with far left.
Councilor Mike Cavanaugh.
Councilor Richmore.
Mike Watkinson, Clerk Administrator.
Peter Hopkins, Mayor.
Councilor Morley Hoskin.
Councilor Nick Ryan. David Moore.
These ones aren't working. Oh, you gotta turn them on.
It's funny how that works. Thank you. Mike was working. Was yours turned on? Right? There's a button on the back.
The battery does. Yeah.
That's why I was looking earlier. I don't remember where now, but it's there.
Battery.
Getting adjusted.
We're new in the shop.
Sorry, you want to introduce yourself, please? Thank you.
Hi, this is Washington from Church here in McCullough. How are you?
Hello, can you hear us? Hello?
Hi there. Can you hear us?
I'm here.
Okay, we
can.
We're all here. We're all connected one way or the other.
So we've got you on speaker, Ted.
Yeah, let me put this in. I'm going to leave the meeting. Is that okay?
Okay.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you've made your introduction. So we're going to get right to number two. Any disclosure of pecuniary interest or general nature thereof? Hearing none. Is there anyone who's on Zoom or at the meeting that would like to introduce themselves?
At this point, not anybody on Zoom? No?
Okay. If anybody does come on, I'm going to make sure that all the comments go through the chair. And the people making those comments should state their name before speaking. We're going to move into minutes. We have resolution 2207, that the community adjustment does hereby accept the minutes of the November 9th, December 14th, 2021, and the February 8th, 2022 meeting as circulated. We have a mover and a seconder, please. Anyone? Just adjusting it to just on November 9th and December 14th meeting. We'll do the February 8th, 22 in a minute. We're still going to make Riley moving it. I can second it. Councilor Hassan. Is there any discussion in those two meetings? Minutes?
I had a question last meeting with the December 14th decision. That hasn't been adjusted at all. That resolution is carried, but wasn't the majority vote. Resolution 21-32. I recall an explanation being given that evening how that came about, but it was never corrected. And the layperson is very confusing. It looks like that motion has been defeated.
Correct. You're correct, David. Okay. We'll make sure everybody's got their microphone on. Will that make it easier?
I'm not sure. Let's try.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just writing right now, Ted. There's nobody speaking.
Okay.
going to reread the revision. That the committee of adjustment has hereby accept the minutes of the November 9th and November 14th, 2021 meetings as amended by changing the voter resolution 2132 to Nays, Peter Hopkins, and Molly Haskett, yeas, Mike Beckman, and abstain, Reg Moore. That the committee of adjustment does hereby accept the minutes of the November 9th, December 14th, 2021 meetings as amended by changing the vote on resolution 2132 to nays Peter Hopkins and Lori Haskell and nays Mike Beckman and abstain Reg Moore.
No.
Yes.
Same. Recorded were accurate, but the outcome was that it was defeated, not carried?
Yes, that would be correct. It's way it reads now, it's even
it's worse.
It is definitely defeated now.
Yes.
That the committee of adjustment does accept the minutes of the February 8th at 2022 meeting as circulated. We'll try that one first. I need a mover and second for this one.
I'll move that, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Davidson, Sorrell. Is there any discussion on the February 8th meeting? Okay, but as to the minutes, we can get to the signing things, another situation. So, all in favor of the minutes of February the 8th?
I have more discussion, but I can't get this one going on.
Sorry, I didn't turn my mic off. Go ahead and do that.
No, that's good. I gave you. I gave the title adjustment, so that's yes. But I also noted that. It said under who spoke at the meeting, there was David Crown who spoke, who also lived in Byron 300, and he wasn't mentioned at all, which is the applicant, Valerie Cohenberg. So I'm thinking we should include David Crown. He did have comments on wildlife and use of the lot. So his name should be added, I would think, as concerned citizen.
The resolution should actually be deferred until the next meeting.
So the
instead of me. Shouldn't have to defer instead of me. That's resolution 2203 you're talking about, right?
Yes.
So, resolution 2208, that the committee of adjustment is hereby accept the minutes of the November 9th, 7th, 14th, 2021 meetings, as amended by changing the resolution from carried to defeated. I have a mover, Mr. Ryland, and Mr. Haskin, second. Any discussion? Call a question, on this.
Any discussion?
No. Call a question.
Did
you have a comment?
I have a question, yes.
Okay.
If it's defeated and that actually approved the application, what does that do to the applicant who's probably taken some steps? Is he going on the previous resolution that was passed?
Because what happened on this application was that it was originally approved on November 9th, but the proper procedure wasn't followed. So when we came back on the 14th, we rescinded the last one and then followed the proper procedure again. So that's a very good question as to whether that actually stands or it doesn't stand. That would be something for the planner to answer. I'm not prepared to answer that.
Most likely it needs to be given
on the application.
That application was for an addition on a trailer in Candlelight on the Bay.
Oh, yeah.
So it was originally passed, or it was approved in November, but we didn't follow the proper procedure, so in December we came back, we rescinded the resolution, and then went through the process again. But with the votes on December 14th, then it was defeated instead of carried. So I'm not sure where we stand on that.
So we should defer this until we get clarity.
Yeah.
Let it have it clear and do it right.
Yeah.
And you should probably do it right.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to defer. Any further discussion? Yes.
Yeah, because I thought it had it was approved. Yep.
It had been approved on the 9th. And said then we went back on the 14th because of the proper procedure wasn't followed. So we went back on the 14th just so that we could follow the proper procedure so that we weren't going to end up being appealed for not following the proper procedure.
Right.
But then the vote came out differently the second time around. So by it being defeated, but it was approved the first time, I'm not really sure where we stand.
Yeah, I can't remember being defeated, but I guess if we, it must be.
I think we need to defer it and do it.
Yeah, let's
do it correctly.
That's what we're saying. So,
yeah.
Anyway, any further discussion? Call the question on deferred. All in favor?
Carried.
Oh, you have to do it. Right?
Peter Hopkins.
Yes.
Morley Hoskins.
Yes.
Mike Cutman.
Yes.
Reg Moore.
Yes.
Nick Ryland.
Yes.
Ted Davidson.
Yes.
David Moore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're moving into this particular issue. So with the DeLuca application?
Yes.
As we've received all any new information that we received other than Christmas.
We did receive other more information, and Chris reviewed everything, and he gave us three options that we can look at it going through, which I provided you guys with a copy of that and a copy of the plans. So it's really up to you what option, if you want to look at 1, 2, or 3, or option 4, is that you don't agree with any of them.
Okay, is the applicant here?
No.
The producer's not here, no.
Mr. Chairman, may perhaps introduce my thoughts on this?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Applied for permission to construct a private garage together with a
Comments from anyone else? Sorry.
Just that's all well and good with the provincial policy statements and 2019. We still have 95-12 on the books. It's being appealed, I believe, and it's the most restrictive. So how do we get around what 95-12 says, even though there are new policies coming out from the province? I'm just wondering, 95-12 is the most restrictive, I think, in most cases, and it's still on the books, being appealed, I believe, in 2019. And I'm just wondering how you deal with, even though new policies are coming out through the province, and 2019 zoning would approve this, 95-12 doesn't. So how do you deal with the most restrictive situation?
So we have a resolution 2209.
that the Committee of Adjustment does hereby grant the monitor's application A11-2021 to Luca as per option one.
We need a mover. We need a mover and a second.
It should have a little bit more on it. It should be option one of the chief building official's memo of March 7, 2022. Well, yeah, you should take it to deny or deny it.
It's not all denied.
Okay.
So, resolution 2209. That the Committee of Adjustment is hereby grant the minor variance application A11-2021 to Luca as per option one of the CBO's report of March 7th. And we have Mr. Davidson wants to move. Do we have a second? Yes.
I'm actually going to read it because Peter will be able to follow my arrows. That the Committee of Adjustment does hereby grant the minor variance application A-11-2021 to Luca as per option number one, which as per option number one of the CBO report of March 2022. Which states
March 7th, 2022,
to permit a secondary apartment above an accessory, a detached garage.
So resolution 22-10, for the following person is appointed as the Secretary Treasurer of the Committee of Adjustment for the remainder of the current term of council. Recommended David Moore.
Do you accept that? You can pass it?
Yes.
Okay. Can a mover and a second of it, please? Mover, second?
Second.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a mover and a second.
Okay. All right. Any
further discussion? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor? Do you want to speak to it?
Peter Hopkins.
Yes.
Morley Bascom.
Yes.
Mike Heckinen.
Yes.
Reg Moore.
Yes.
Nick Ryland.
Yes.
Ted Davidson.
Yes.
David Moore.
Yes.
So, Resolution 22-11, that the Committee of Adjustment is now adjourned. Have a mover and a second, please.
I'll move it.
Anyway, we have a move by Ted Davidson and second by Morley Huston.
And one point before we get to that, if I could.
Yes, go ahead.
For our previous meeting, we had a report from our planner, John Jackson. He wasn't available at that meeting. He's not available at this meeting. And through the chair, I guess the question is, where is John Jackson?
Yeah, he has resigned as our representative. Okay, so Resolution 22-11 is on the table, moved and seconded, that the Committee of Adjustment does now adjourn.
Peter Hopkins.
Yes. Yes.
Morley Huston.
Yes.
Mike Heckinen.
Yes.
Reg Moore.
Yes.
Nick Ryland.
Yes.
Ted Davidson.
Yes.
David Moore.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Dave, for that.
Thank you.
Are there any declarations of conflict of interest? Hearing none? So we have resolution 22-62. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Charter is hereby approved the agenda for this meeting as presented. Can I have a mover and a seconder, please? Councilor Haskell? Seconder? Councilor Ryland? Any discussion? Not all the question, all in favor? Carried. Okay, we have two delegations tonight. We're going to start with the Whispering River Orchestra deposition with Brendan Miller and Ketchup Mathis. They're seeking, well, let them tell us.
Okay. Can I speak
in
here?
I wonder if we can move that mic up to the
Okay.
Just hold on for a minute.
I
got to
watch my time. Because Peter knows that I talk too much. That's okay, you don't have to worry. I'm Brenda, as most of you know, some of you don't know. And I did make a deputation a long time ago to this town council. We didn't stop, we kept going. I have done many things since then, and I brought along quickly a sample of what we're doing. So, because I thought it would save time. We've been working in Foley, because you know what? Foley gives us a lot of support, but that we've also worked in Harrystown. Here is, let me see, I've only got a couple of these. Put one here. So we have effectively built a community arts hub. I didn't mean to leave you out and to be rude. Here you go. Here's something. These are the samples passed up. We have built a community arts hub in Foley. So I'm just going to quickly go through some slides that Zach put together for me today, just so you know what we're about. So we're about educating, providing community education, and Peter, you wrote down some of these words. Inspiring people with creativity and building creative communities, and celebrating the creative community that lives here. So we'll go on to the next one. All right. So we have built during COVID. We're like the only people that kept going, and we had a great time doing it. We built an outdoor stage, which is entirely portable, and here, as I said, we were very fortunate that we developed with the fair board there the right, and they didn't charge us to put up our stage. So we had no money, they had no money, and so we did this to celebrate having no money, I guess. But we held a series of concerts there, and I think we did 10 performances over the summer. We moved our Burt Beer Day, which Burt, as you know, is a very iconic Canadian painter who is from McKellar, and the reason that I moved here, because Burt and I were good friends and did a lot of work to get painting and music together. We do a Christmas concert, even though it was COVID-friendly, with kids, with adults, and with First Nations. We try to incorporate First Nations material as much as we can. Go on to the next one. So here we go. We moved online during COVID. This is a picture of our hybrid coffee houses, our hybrid classes, and some of the things we do. As you can see, we work with seniors, and as you saw in the last picture, little kids. So we have the entire community engaged in our program. The picture you're looking at is a picture from our AGM. We now have an AGM that annually attracts about 100 members, between 70 and 100 members who come out and give us their opinion. It becomes the great sort of highlight of planning for community music and arts wherever we are, whether we're in Harrystown or in are a lot of people from McKellar who participate in this, and we have scholarships. We give a full scholarship to two residents of McKellar. Katya Mathis is our local concertmaster, and she's also a resident. And we work with, I think that we have more people from McKellar than any other community involved with us. So that I wanted to tell you that. But you can see some of them there. That's why I'm telling you. Next one is, so we run now a summer camp. And Zach, can you please show them the mural the kids made last year? So when we put up the stage, it's the slide. Oh, okay.
Yeah, next slide.
Okay, if you want to show, we run River Songs Summer and Art Camp. Go back to, sorry, number four, it's fine. You can see, again, we did this last year in partnership with the Tarrytown Forest School. This year we're doing it in partnership with a number of people, the library board and the town of Sequin. Again, this can move. It just happens to be there right now. You can see that we were absolutely packed. Our camp this year has five spots left. That's it. And it's not even March break yet. Okay, and the next one is our mural. So we annually paint wherever we go. We have this portable stage. And this is our back one. This stage works better than any man shell. People can actually hear us on there. And we always get the community to paint mural. This one, well, it looks like it was painted by kids, and it was. So sometimes it's very advanced, sometimes it's kids' work. But this was a lifeline for kids during the pandemic. You have no idea, or maybe you have an idea. Okay, on to the next slide. Okay, and here you can see them working. One of the things that I want to talk about is in this one. So the reason this is important to talk about is because my initial idea for this particular event was here, was at Minerva Park. And I think I spoke to you about it before. I annually hold canoe choir and kayak ballet event. So this is in honor of Bert. And I have kids from schools make banners. You can see them on sale, very sound both there, which we fly. And I commission a piece of new music to be performed by kids or community orchestra. Every year we commission we commission 5 to 8 pieces of new music. And we always, the music must be written for community orchestra. On Bert Weir Day, it's a very special day. We offer a small award to people, and the piece has to be performable by community orchestras. I would love dearly to bring this event back home to McKellar. I think this is where it belongs. I think that we can do it on the lake. It was an event that Bert loved. It's not an event. It sometimes attracts a lot of people, and sometimes it doesn't attract a lot. But it's an event which celebrates solstice, celebrates people's connection with the land, and it always has at least 50 participants. And it now has, I don't know, how many people did we have last year at Bert Weir Day? A lot. We probably had 150. We had the maximum the park was allowed to have to hear. So we commissioned a piece of music, we put on a concert, and we hold this canoe choir kayak ballet. This one in particular was organized with Black Feather. There is no reason why this cannot be organized with the Cottagers Association and held here. Okay. And you can see us, on that day, we always have workshops. You can see one of our workshops happening there. We always do art. You can see art happening there. So we have a sort of a smorgasbord of artistic experience, again, very keeping with Bert's sort of populist sense of how art worked and my populist sense of how it works. So that's a wonderful thing. Can you go down to the next slide? We built a geodesic dome to survive COVID because public buildings were closed, had to go somewhere, and we couldn't close down completely because, as I said, this organization has become a lifeline for so many, especially during the pandemic. So you can see us painting the floor of the dome with our brushes. You can see Zach when we finally got the darn thing up. We were able to raise the money for this through selling beer bottles and cans, $15,000, all raised by recycling from Linda Gibson from Carling, who managed to have spearhead this. And we did get some government funding, but we didn't use it on this because this is our property, and so you can see it. So this is the next thing we have here is our coffee houses. We hold coffee houses, and we also hold all kinds of special events. We're going to go down to the creative community slide. You can see we were playing, oh, this is a McCullough slide. We were playing out in Wickstone and Churchill for a Christmas event. We do pop-up concerts wherever we go. I would invite you, when you go home, to take a moment to find our Creative Communities film on our website, which is the next thing. And we don't have time to play for you, but what the deputation is about is, can you help sponsor us to bring that event, which is a focal point for so many members of your community, back home to McKellen? Other townships do sponsor us, do give us funds. Frankly, when you're as needy of money as we are, that's where we end up going. We don't need a lot, but we need something to show your support. So that's there. We will send you in your inboxes a brochure about us. Dad, do you have a brochure?
The proposal is also on that drive.
Okay, the proposal is also on that drive, apparently.
I'm pretty sure it's at the very top there.
Yeah, so I'll send it to you, Ina, if you want to just forward it to people. It's not showing up. Yeah, okay, so you can draw that up, and you can make it so it's only 100%. You've got it at 179.41. So you can see that was a pop-up concert. Here's how we started. That's a very early picture. Just 10 of us. For now, I have about 300 families involved. It's a going concern. So I would ask that you would consider making some sort of a donation, or at least letting us use Minerva Park to have votes. That's my. Am I out of time?
Yes.
Yeah, you okay? I'm going to attend.
You did very well.
Okay.
Just to speak about this group, I've been involved with them for a long time, and they are just, first of all, they're world-class musicians, and their efforts have done on their own through special grants that they've gotten. She just doesn't quit. She just never sits. No, they do so many good things for this community that we'll try and figure out a way and see what we can do.
I know you don't have a lot of money. I know that. But I have to be able to say something, right? So.
Well, we'll explore all possibilities, but
yeah.
On behalf of council, thank you very much
okay.
for your deposition. Does anybody have any questions for Brenda or Katja? Thank you very much.
Can I say one salient thing? When we run our camps, it's all local kids. Last year, 55 kids, 26 were on full scholarship for the country.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
My mom? Yeah, so you mentioned that you want to set up in Minerva Park. Is that your...
Oh, I would love to do that.
And so is this a tent? Is that sort of...
Oh, I don't want to move the tent. I'd love to do that for your day, and I'm happy to come back sometime when you have more time and show you more about that. Bert absolutely loved Minerva Park. People here don't realize that he is like the father of modern art. We look at him with all that crazy old Bert with the, you know, because it's Bert, right? But he really is a world famous artist, and I really think it behooves you to do something to honor him. It doesn't matter, you know, what goes on with his current family. It doesn't matter any of that. That man loved and live in McKellen. And he would love the canoe choir and the kayak ballet. The people in the canoe sing Canadian folk songs. Songs that some I used to sing with Bert, just for fun. He was the worst drummer in the world. But he used to sit and sing songs, right? He was terrible. He couldn't keep a beat to save his soul, but we did it anyway. And I think it's in that spirit we would love to see something happening in Minerva Park to have that canoe choir and kayak ballet happen. We have river songs. It's Labor Day weekend in Foley. but because I'm committed to the Foley Agricultural Society. But the second weekend is portable. And we can do another weekend. September is a great time. The leaves are out. You've got tourists, you know, reasonably warm, but not overheated. And you can do things in the afternoon. And it would be just beautiful in that little day. Because
so you're looking for one day or one weekend?
One day or one week. Could even just be one day. Just something small. But to help maintain the creative community that we're almost single-handedly created here, I know he would want that. He really loved people here. Like, it was not... You know, you guys had a treasure. And I just don't think his legacy should be forgotten. And it shouldn't be forgotten here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
Our second deposition is from Andrew Mullen from Broadbent. And
sorry about the entire everybody, it just came from work. And I'll make this short and sweet, knowing everybody is probably late for dinner. My name is Andrew Mullen. This is my wife, Samantha. About 5 years ago, we had purchased waterfront property in Broadbent Road there. For the main purpose of moving my parents from Newfoundland back to Ontario to be closer to me, my sister, and the grandchildren as their agent. My wife works in the hospital sector. My job is hospitals, LTC facilities, school boards. As hearing today earlier in a call you guys were doing, we're asking for how you guys would feel as a township in the city of McKellar of us having a second dwelling as well under the current property that we have for the purpose of keeping my parents close to me as they can as they age and not, long story short, putting them into LTC facilities in the future costs money, the government money, but I would like to keep them closest to us for as long as we can. We did pull a permit. We did build the original house, which my parents live in right now. We would look to do an addition onto what the original house was, which was a home from the 70s. It has been converted into what we call a storage facility, as per the township and our permits the last time. Basically, we're looking to do a 12 by 33 addition onto one building where me and my wife would be able to move into full-time with our hopefully expecting child on the way in the future. So we're just here today to kind of see how the feeling is. We do live waterfront in Broadbent, and I know that sometimes is a little bit more difficult. As in the RR, rural residential, things really don't apply sometimes when it comes to the Manitowoc River, which I believe is WF2. I believe it's a WF2 zoning. So basically, like I said, we're just here today to find out how the township felt on doing something like this in the future before we go ahead with an application and to which what I would assume would be the Ontario Rezoning Commission, something like that. I'm just curious. Can I ask questions while I'm here? A little nervous.
Greg, why don't you go ahead with this?
Sure. Have you spoken to the Chief Building Commission?
Yes, I've spoken to Chris. We currently have a septic system that has 19.5 points on it. The current house is, I think, the current house, so the facility that we have as a storage facility right now also has permitted a toilet and a sink, which is in the old house. Bathtub and the kitchen sink had to be removed and blocked up. But I do believe that we have more than enough room in the current septic system to accommodate the second dwelling, which is all connected to the same septic.
So can I ask, is it the second dwelling you're asking for? It sounds more like a granny flat.
Granny flat.
Okay. So there'd be a time limit on how long it would be there under our provincial or official plan and their zoning bylaw, the policy to allow that. You finished, but there is time limits on it.
Okay, what is the time limit?
I can't turn off top.
20 years.
Is it 20 years?
Yeah,
20 years. Yeah.
That's well, I would say well beyond what we would be expecting. What we want to do is do this right, like we did with the original permit in the house, to make sure that when we say decided to sell it in the future, that we didn't compromise anything that we built as well, transformed this property into. I don't know if you're familiar with this property. It didn't look very good for probably 20 or 30 years. Now off of the water, we've done a very beautiful job of rejuvenating the grass. The houses are done. The bunkie, the pump house is all resided. This addition to the property would be under the front, which couldn't be seen from basically any neighbor or any road. But in the total, it was for us as well as property value in the future to make this building look better as well. So when you're coming down the river, down the Anitowoc River, it would look much more pleasant than the current building that it's in. But where we don't want to do a lot to something that's just going to be considered a storage facility for the future. The goal is to stay with my parents as long as I can.
So I think what all we can do is that our policy to permit that use. We have those uses right now on an ongoing basis in the township. I'm not sure if there's any on the waterfront. I'm not sure what the policy says as far as putting them on the waterfront. I would say you're going to have more discussions with Chris probably and then complete an application.
Absolutely, knowing that the original house was a modular home. So the addition, again, we have to make sure everything that can be tied in right is done with drawings and stuff like that. So, like I said, we want to do it right. We want to approach this in the right direction because we truly do love McKellar. And I love my parents. We want to stay there as long as we can. 20 years, I'd say, is more than sufficient. We just didn't want to do anything that could damage anything in the future. Thank you guys so much for your time. I don't know if my wife has anything other to say. Usually I can talk for days, so this mic in front of you, I think, scared me a little bit today. But usually I can go for days. Thank you guys so much for your time. We'll speak with Chris. I know there's a few loopholes that we have to get in front of is how to tie this addition onto this building I'm sure you will go through the right and the proper steps.
Yeah, thank you very much for your presentation and to follow up with Chris and follow up that with permits and applications.
Absolutely. It's not like it's happening next month or the month after, but we just want to kind of know where we stand and with the city it looks like we're okay as long as the permits and everything is fine.
Yeah.
Just
okay,
so you understand that whenever I meant application, I didn't mean building permit application.
No, application
for zoning.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, and I got to be honest with you, it irks me a little bit. It's going to hit somebody's desk in Toronto that doesn't know the situation.
No, it's here.
Oh, it's here. Oh, wow, that makes me feel so much better. I thought it was someone that didn't know the situation and didn't know me from Adam. So.
Oh,
no,
it's right here.
It's right here. Excellent, guys. Thank you so much. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for your time. We appreciate it. Have a good night.
Very good.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, we have two resolutions to follow up from the depositions. First one is resolution 2263. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Keller is hereby received deputation of Brendan Mueller and catch a Matthews on behalf of Whispering River Orchestra. May I have a mover and a second, please? Is there any discussion? Okay, none of all the questions all in favor? Carried. Second one is resolution 2264. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Keller is hereby received a deputation from Andrew Rollins requesting rezoning consideration. Move and second it. Any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Harry, thank you. Resolution 2265.
65. Be resolved that the Council of Township Recovers hereby approve the minutes of the February 8, 2022 regular meeting of the Council. Have a mover and a second, please. Anybody want to move this second? Any discussion?
Yeah,
I did. Copy, we know.
No.
Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none, call the question. All in favor? Carried. So, resolution 2266, be resolved that the Council of Township Recovers hereby received the January 13, 2022 minutes of the Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee. We have a move and a second, please. Mover and second. Sebastian, second. Mr. Ryan, any discussion?
Yes.
Just a friendly reminder for the committee to refer to their terms of reference on page 3 of the minutes, middle paragraph. That the my suggestion would be to contact other municipalities and see them in the river watershed to see if they would like to do a combined presentation of Conservation Ontario, suggesting that maybe the 20th area or be subsumed by the North Bay Manitoba Conservation Plan. Terms of reference state that they shall provide council with written reports detailing community suggestions in an ongoing timely matter. Recognize that council will only act on suggestions in the form of a report adopted by resolution of the committee and forwarded council through the clerk. And recognize that council ultimately has the discretion of approving or amending or defeating suggestions. Council makes policy decisions. Committees recommend policy directions to council. And before they go and engage with any interaction with any external organizations, that they present a complete report to council.
Okay, any other comments? Councilor Burke?
Yeah, number five, I just had a little bit of an issue with that in the wording about the trees bylaw. The wording in that the township has few resources, so we should do due diligence and do the heavy lifting beforehand and do the thinking for them. I'm not sure if that's the right wording. It makes it sound like the council isn't even going to consider it. Somebody else is going to do the thinking for them.
So, if you want to send it back to them?
We have a council rep that can relate with the council's comments. It's interesting the point that pesticides tabled at next meeting. I don't believe that any of the individuals who live permaculture, hobby farm, multi-generational farms and organic farms living in McKellar Township use pesticides, including myself, or any type of chemicals on my property. So I find it quite offensive that they're indicating that every farm in McKellar seems to be oozing with chemicals, and I can't even think of one. So.
Another comment there?
Yes, go ahead.
I would hazard a guess, just to echo what Mike Mike's saying here that if you ask the landfill attendant, he's probably never ever received the pesticide container unless it was just a small little container that he got from a hardware store or something, which is not what's being talked about here at all, because it's reduced in strength so that it's not supposed to be hazardous at all. You know, like whenever you can sell it over the counter, in order for a farmer to use it, you have to have a pesticide license to begin with, or herbicide, or whatever. You have to have a license in order to spray it because of the strength. Whereas the household stuff is supposed to be non-contaminant at all. So that's all we've ever been to see at the landfill sites. There's no farms around here that use that. And one other point, I was just wondering if the committee now understands the procedural bylaw for closed session.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, any other comments? So all in favor? All in favor?
So what's happening?
Nick will take it back. Okay. Now we move to the budget stuff, and just to maybe start off, is that to bring everybody up to the scratchers that we originally were going to start this process last fall in order to have it completed by December in order to balance the workload of our staff in the winter term and stuff like that. Circumstances that really didn't allow that to happen. So we started in December, and thanks to Roshan's due diligence, we worked through the budget and come up with a reasonable situation. There are factors affecting us. Certainly the COVID stuff has affected us. The biggest one is impact, where we haven't paid in for 16, and the other factor is the cost of living, which is over 5%. Taking all that into consideration, I think Roshan has done a wonderful job with council and staff input in coming up with a responsible and reasonable budget. So I'm going to turn it over to him to present the budget, and we can go from there. So if approved, so we can order all the materials and move on to the budget. So I'm going to turn it over to Roshan and take it away.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, Council. The budget numbers pretty much the same, other than a couple of changes which I have presented in a couple of occasions, last two meetings. And from day one, I've been asking the 4% raise in interest, and my 4% is based on a couple of assumptions. One of them was that the consumer price index as of October 2021 was 4.9%, in November 5% in December 5.1%, and it's going increasing every month. But I'm just requesting 4% increase in the interest and the taxes. Other assumption which I my rates based on the MPAC. The MPAC assessment is supposed to be done last year and even before that. They didn't do it. They're supposed to do it now in 2023. So the revenue which we're supposed to get in 2020 and 2021, we didn't get it. So to do our capital projects and other projects, we need revenue. And that's why my assumption is that we should increase the interest rate by 4%. The other one is the census. So as of last year, the census increased from 2016. So now the population of the McMillers increased by 27%, more than 27%. So we have more people on the road, more people using our facilities. And that's why we need to increase our taxes. And So I would suggest, I would, my recommendation is that, you know, the, we should increase the taxes by 4%. The numbers you have in the package, and if you have a question, I'm more than happy to answer.
Anybody have any questions on his preliminary remarks on the budget? Councilor Kekin?
I have a lot to say, and it's not going to happen right now. We're going to receive this report. Then when the budget file comes to the table, I'm going to be making it very clear it's not ready for being adopted. Proper notice is not being given to council. Not proper opportunity for council to provide additional input. February 3rd budget meeting, there was no indication that that was going to be the final budget meeting. Council never gave direction for the treasurer staff to go and prepare the budget bylaw. I have 18 specific points that I want for consideration, plus numerous questions within the budget document itself. So that's my what I'm stating at this point in time.
Any other comments? Councilor Huston?
Well, just to add to that, I guess to hear 18 points, I don't think we're going to have time to do that tonight, so I would almost like to see another budget meeting scheduled. Thank you.
And Councilor Pickett? Within my points, that was the suggestion that some time between now and the April 12th council meeting that we schedule, I think there was some dates available. I've heard March 17th, March 22nd as options, and I think those are good because they're very close at hand. And that gives time for discussions and consideration before the April 12th meeting. The deadlines for the tenders that are going out isn't until April 4th. And this lines up with how the budget bylaws have come into play in the past, where the tenders have gone out, which they would probably be going out shortly. They come in, the deadline is just prior to the council meeting where the budget bylaw is adopted. And so if it doesn't throw anything out of line with the timing of where things are currently situated. So this is, having an additional meeting is not going to interfere with any of the time frames of what is already in the works for ensuring tenders are approved on time.
But my question is, we have 18 things. Where are they? Why aren't they in writing, land, and sent off to the treasurer at this point in time? You've had 3 months that you had an opportunity to bring them forward, and nobody's seen anything.
Mayor Hopkins, thank you very much for your question. And the April 3rd budget meeting, there was no indication that that was going to be the last meeting. We sat under the initial information presented in the budget to members of council, with the expectation the council members would have an opportunity to present further information, ask questions, or pursue the priorities of this council for the remaining year 2022.
I think if we're going to go to another meeting, then those have to be articulated in this, in a report to the treasurer so we can deal with them in writing. I have not seen anything, so. That's just my own opinion. So, Mr. Morton?
I think there is time here, and if there's that many concerns, we definitely should have another budget meeting before it gets passed. That's my opinion.
Yes, Nick?
Yeah, I'd be happy to have another meeting. I personally don't want any kind of appearance of rushing it through or whatever, but again, I would find it helpful too. Without making a laborious, I think probably a few first questions to get a list, if that's real.
Yep, that's, I think, very helpful for everybody just to, yeah, put that together.
I mean, I have lots of questions about individual lines in the budget. Are that, is that the type of your questions, or are they something very different?
That's a secondary portion of the concerns that I have, but the main issue is that the budget is a policy direction document, the most important policy direction document that the Fay Council adopts on an annual basis. And I believe that there needs some discussion on certain things to get things up and running in a way that represents, you know, that there's room for improvement. So.
Okay, Commissioner Wood?
Just a question. I'm just wondering if any concerns with the budget should be forwarded to Roshan in time for him to have plenty of time to look at it before the next budget meeting, whether it's the 17th or whatever. Instead of circulating to the council, send it to Roshan first and let him look at it, but then circulate to the council he can, or Mark can after he looks at it.
We've been talking to I know
you're talking about having a committee of the whole meeting for a whole bunch of little other things to deal with coming up next Tuesday the 21st. So that could also include the budget discussion too, if you wanted to do that.
I'm suggesting if we could possibly schedule it for the same day as the Roads Committee. I think the committee of the whole day will be full as it is, and they'll also be doing our review at the same time, so yeah. That's going to fill that day. I'm not sure what time the Rose Community meeting is scheduled for. Is it 10?
No, it's not scheduled yet.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
If we could do the Rose Committee first and then go into that, if Mike could give Roshan the questions, the concerns you have, so that he can prepare answers and have them ready for that.
It'll be two separate things. I think Nick as well. You have some questions regarding just the line items in the budget, but there'll be those, mm-hmm. and then I'll circulate something to all council for consideration.
Right.
So we have a meeting of roads and budget. You're going to present stuff early. When are we going to hold that? Are we going to hold that one on the 22nd? And then we're talking about now that we have a whole deal with interview. We keep the two things in place, that's all.
Roads Committee and budget on the 17th during the day. Because I have to be out of here before 30 on Thursdays.
So do I. It's my wife's birthday.
So on Thursday the 17th, we meet in the morning. We do the Roads Committee, followed by budget. At 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
We can take a break for lunch. We can have somebody bring in sandwiches or something.
And the committee of the whole on the 22nd?
And the 22nd, that's what I would like to set a committee of the whole, so we can just discuss some
there's a whole
things
bunch
coming
of
up.
Things.
Plus my review.
Okay. Which one?
Pardon?
Which one?
Well, if we do the Roads Committee and the budget on the 17th, if I'm right, do we have an expectation of how long that will take? I know nobody knows, but I mean, is it 6 hours, 8 hours, or 3 hours?
So we got to get it by 4:30.
You don't get that production
from 10 until 4:30 then.
Okay, so the 17th. We're set to go with the roads and the budget, and Councillor Kekkonen will get his questions. And anybody else have any questions or concerns to Roshan? We'll get you in a minute.
Sorry.
We're going to have two meetings, but you've got to get stuff, questions that you have, to Roshan. You give him a fair amount of time to take a look at them and be able to respond intelligently. Because we really would like to get these things done, certainly by the April meeting, if we can't get a record.
for Shannon, sorry, I haven't avoided yet to try to get it.
I just want to add a couple of things, you know, with the budget. Normally, the budget process the best practice of the budget is that you finalize the budget in December. So in January, your departments know that what amount and how much amount they are going to spend. That's the best practice of good organizations. That's why I started the budget process in January, hoping to finalize by March. So I know that our transportation department, which is 40% of our budget, they can go out and get the better price. That's the main reason of preparing early. Last year, I know the first draft of the budget was done in March. First week of the March last year, they did the first draft of the budget. That's why they end up approving the budget in May, because it went through the three committee meetings and 2 months to approve the budget. Is that how the process should be followed? I don't know. But then the way I have learned and the way I have done it is that you finalize the budget by the summer, so in January, February, your organization know, department know what should be, amount should be expense and how much amount should be expense. Regarding the questions, Mike and the counselors, I have open policy. I just tell everyone that we have any concerns, questions, just come to the office and we will discuss line by line. I have no issues. If you have any questions, just send it to me, or if you want to come, we can sit in the office and go line by line. And again, I'm okay having the March 17th budget discussion.
Thank you. So resolution 2267 be resolved that the Council of the Cutter Cigar received Treasury Report T22-2022-03, proposed budget 2022, revised for information. This will have for any, if you have anything, please get it as soon as possible. We don't want the day before, and it's got to be done this week in order to get it so he has time to do any preparation or any changes. So I think that's reasonable. Okay, so the resolution is 2267. First part's the same, and further that a special budget meeting is scheduled for March 17, 2022 at 10 a.m. I have a mover and a seconder, please. Councilor Moore. Second. Councilor Riley. Is there any discussion? Call a question on the table. Here. Hereby received February 2022 accounts payable check run report for information. You have a mover and a seconder, please. Seconder. Councilor Riley. Any discussion? Questions? Hearing none, call a question. All in favor? Here. Okay.
I won't go through all of it, it'll be circulated tomorrow, but yeah, we've got a new website up, so there's lots of references to other documentation as far as reports go for the community. I do want to say on behalf of the council, our thoughts and prayers go out to the people of Ukraine in this dire time. If you wish to help with a donation, you should do your research, as there's a few scams out there. The government will match donations to the Red Cross up to $10 billion. Just personally, Joyce and I support Global Medic, which is out of Toronto. They go all around the world. They're all self-funded for emergency purposes to provide water and medical support. So for community happenings, just thanks to the Roads Department for keeping us clear with ice storms, snowstorms, blizzards, whatever. It's been, I'm not a negative report, just very well done. So the good news is that all of our programs are open and running. Thanks to Morley and his committee, they have done very good. We've had numbers of badminton, tai chi, pickleball, and the walking program. So it's been very good. The seniors have started. Well, they were supposed to start. We had a bit of a problem on Sunday when the coordinator couldn't open the new code over there for some reason. So that's got to be good. But that was nothing to do with it. Everything was set up, ready to go. And, but she had to cancel Sunday for the Miguel senior. So anyway, I think we contacted and followed up with Mary Ann back to straighten up that I wanted to make sure that she's knows how to open the thing after 2 years of not being involved. Because we changed it regularly because of circumstance, so just so you're aware. Last Saturday, and Morley can speak to if he wants, but I'd like to be with the Denali Snow Rams had an excellent run involving 32 sleds and over 42 people, followed by cookies and hot chocolate. Just a beautiful day, and really the photos hopefully will be circulated soon, but they're wonderful photos to give up. Free movie nights are starting on the 12th and for the kids on the 14th. The library has also are involved with a lot of different workshops, from the seed soiree to a reading by Devin Thorne on Devin and the Dinosaurs and an Alzheimer's and Dementia workshop. Kids Fish Day, which Morley can elaborate on, is on March 19th. I'm just giving you lots of heads up the list of that one. We've only canceled it once, to my understanding, that was just due to flooding. And then we had one here when it was an ice break. That was very difficult to get up to your poles and fish. It was really bad. But it's an excellent event, so we hope everybody comes out to that one. And then there's a barbecue event, too.
Yes, there's a barbecue this year. We weren't sure with COVID or not, but yeah, we will have a barbecue. Great.
And I do want to acknowledge a special thank you to Mary Smith and all those who contributed to our excellent electronic newsletter that we had last week with our tax books. Lots of council updates, but they're pretty straightforward. Everybody's working hard. All the committees are working, getting things done with the 150, etc. Library board and all sorts of stuff. There's a opening official announcement of the NOHF seed grant on the 17th of March at Whitestone with the MVP with Norm Miller. We also have invited Mr. Miller to our April 12th meeting for a special presentation, thanking him for all his work for his 20-odd years as MVP. INA now has a document on the key election dates that we'll get all those. So I guess those will be regular updates as we go through various meeting dates of when you can be nominated, when the nominations close, and all that sort of stuff, and when you can vote. So all those things will be coming forward as we go through. There's a FANOM conference in North Bay, May 6th to 9th. And the Romas conference, they sent out a document called The Opportunities in the North, which is very good. Maybe we can include a couple of pages in the correspondence next time, because I think it's excellent. Anyway, lots of things going on, and it's really good. People are really pleased to be out and about, to say the least. And we're working on a connectivity meeting
and a meeting with the Kansas Department members, Westboro Sound Complex meeting on Wednesday, March 30th. So they'll all be sent today for more questions.
As per you mentioned about the pool meeting on March 30th at 7 o'clock, I'm wondering if we could have it through Zoom. And I'm just wondering, I've been having trouble with my sound at my home doing Zoom meetings, so I'm just wondering if you and I could meet here at the community center and do the meeting through here, so I guess that would involve the staff.
The 30th.
Yeah,
it's at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Okay. Yeah.
I have all the links. You have all the links, Stephen.
Yeah, that's right. For some reason, I can't be heard in the meeting with the Perrysound Area Planning Board, the last two meetings. And it's not mute. I know that, all that kind of stuff. But I came in, Mary went over with my laptop with me, trying to figure out what's going on, but couldn't come up with a solution. So, okay, that'd be great if we could do that here.
Do you prefer here or the council chambers?
It doesn't matter.
Council chambers is probably a better option.
Too much effort.
Oh, there'd be badminton here anyway.
Cool. Anything else on reports and that? Did you want to mention anything about the historical meeting or anything,
Michael? When we put at the next council meeting, we'll have minutes and discuss. There's nothing time sensitive with the historical committee. Yeah, so next council meeting with them.
Okay. All right, so moving on, we have a correspondence for consideration. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see you. I'm trying to move buttons and pass it.
I just wondered if, or do you want to say it with the planning board, or do you want me to do more?
Go ahead, Reg. Okay. You have notes.
I just want to let everybody know that the planning board at the last meeting on March, what was it?
24, I think. February 24.
That the planning board passed the bridge consent, so everything's moving forward there.
Fire route?
Yeah.
Yes.
The right.
So the bridge consent is the fire route. It's been passed by the planning board. Mr. Valentine showed up at the meeting and he agreed to all the conditions. Time frame to have them implemented in there, so hopefully everything can move forward there.
Good. It's only been 19 years. Other than that, it's good progress. Okay, so there's a chance in number 18 for any other announcements that people have for meetings that they've been to or whatever. So we have a correspondence for consideration. We have resolution 2269. Be resolved that the Council of Township of Kelleher hereby support Norfolk County Resolution Number 13 to proclaim 2022 the Year of the Garden. I have a mover and a seconder. Councilor Haskell? Second. Councilor Ryan, do you want to speak to it?
No, I really don't have any comments to make on it.
Any other? Should this? I just wondered. I guess it's done for municipalities, but we have a horticultural, West Perrysound Horticultural Society. They should probably pass it on to them to see what they're doing. Yeah, that would make sense to me because they have a meeting. Well, there's an executive meeting tomorrow. Okay. So, any other discussion? Call the question, all in favor? Motions.
Okay. Okay, so resolution 2270, be it resolved that the Council of Trustees of Cutter is hereby given bylaw number 2212, being a bylaw of the government, proceedings of the McKellar Committee of Adjustment, members, staff, and public, first and second reading, and further read a third time, and passed in open council this 8th day of March. Do I have a mover and a second?
Second.
Question? Great to speak to you there.
Don't really have a whole lot to say. It's just the procedure by the required for the committee to have. Done we have passed it.
I'd like a little more time to spend on it, but that's just me. I didn't get it.
You didn't get it in your
package? Okay, so we have to defer this. I didn't get it. Procedures, just that we need to have a chance to do this properly. So.
Yeah, I don't think there's any problem with referring to I think in theory we're probably covered by the township procedural bylaw until such time as we can get it passed. So okay. It's just that it is required to have it, and we are required to have it.
Okay, so resolution is to defer it. Any further discussion? Call a question on the favor to defer it. Okay. Resolution 2271. Be it resolved that the Council of Township McKellar is hereby give bylaw number 2022-13, being a bylaw to establish the Westbury Sound Joint Election Compliance Audit Committee, a first and second reading, and further read a third time, pass this open council this 8th day of March 2022. Need a mover and a second, please. Councillor Askew, second. Councillor Riley. Any discussion you want to speak to it briefly?
Just briefly, what it is just with the seven municipality joint area, it is to establish an audit committee. Anyone that has any concerns about election finances, if there's any kind of inquiries that need to be done, investigations need to be done, it's just to set that committee to jointly with all of the surrounding municipalities. Standard. We have every election this will come through.
I would just add that I think we could circulate that document you gave me. And we just didn't know when you could start advertising. That was one question we didn't know. So. Okay. Is there any further discussion on this? This is the one that we entered in safe costs and all that sort of stuff. So everybody's doing the same thing. Call the question, all in favor? Good. That's on hold, 15-3.
Yep.
Okay. Any unfinished business anybody wants to bring up? Okay. New business, we talked about our committee as a whole. There are just some things that have a list of things that I'll circulate to everybody to deal with the committee as a whole to find out where everybody's thinking about. It has to do with the short-term bolt-on stuff and then kind of getting stuff there with the long-term stuff, savings rentals. We've got the interview with Von Hyena. Whether we're going to open the reuse tent and whether we've got inquiries now, people are getting interested in the bottle recycling program that we had before that's been on hold for 2 years. So. We can just deal with those open and then we can come up with resolutions. So that's going to be it. Okay. Any other public notices that anybody wants to bring up? Roads have had a preliminary meeting. Group, do you want to say anything about that, or are you just going to wait until the next meeting?
We had, Reg and I have met twice now in the last couple of weeks, and on Friday we met. Well, to go through a draft of the revised rules policy. What we've agreed to do is to, so it's fair to say Reg edited the document. Those edits have been completed and agreed by Reg and myself and Greg for that matter. And there's some other things that was in the original policy that we agreed to rework. I'm working on those things right now. I have a stack of paper, frankly, that I'm waiting through trying to make sense of and pare it down so that it's more readable and that sort of thing. I hope that I can get that done before the March 17th meeting. I expect to, but frankly, every time I pull this piece of string, it just leads off in another kind of corrections and leaves me wondering if what I've done already I don't need to redo. So without boring you with all that, there's a lot of papers and a lot of paperwork, and then finally I found my files from the ad hoc committee, which throws a much wrench in yet some more things. So I'm working my way through it, and I just need to find some time to do all of that. So, but hopefully, yes, I will have something ready to go for March the 17th. Reg and I agreed to meet with Greg again on March the 10th, am I right from that, Reg?
Right.
So again, hopefully, I can have something for that as well. So, anyway, it's been a long time. All the choices just seems to go on forever, but it gets deeper the deeper you go. So,
Mike, have you had any meetings with your leasing groups or POAs or anything like that? I haven't heard anything from them for a while. So.
They're asking, and no big changes. I forwarded some of the POA information to the treasurer for paper budget purposes.
Okay. Anybody else have any? No? Okay. Oh, sure, you can.
Just what I would like to say that back in January, we applied a grant, Northern Ontario Resource Development Fund for the Central Road and Central Road project. So we got confirmation of $109,000. And that's going to be each year. They're going to give us for the next 5 years. I talked to the advisor and they told us that we can bank the money and we can use it in third or fourth year, fifth year, when you want to use it, but if you don't use it, then you will lose it. That's how it works. So that's good news that, you know, back in January when I was doing the budget meeting and I mentioned that, you know, I'm applying a couple of the grants and we got that grant. So at least on the road projects, we can apply some of that for those grants.
Okay, so we're moving into 19th consent agenda, which is resolution 2272. Be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar has hereby received the consent agenda. May I have a mover and a seconder, please? Mr. Mover? Second? Mr. Reynolds? Any discussion? Yes, go ahead.
The town of Gravenhurst and the city of Thurl have some resolutions in here to abolish the Ontario Land Tribunal. And I don't know whether they're going to do this or not, but I'm just not sure what they are trying to accomplish because they want to replace it with a suitable alternative appeal process. They want the province to investigate a suitable alternative appeal process utilizing an elected board of appeal. I'm not sure what they are trying to accomplish. I think they want it more relaxed so that things will go through easier. But I don't know how an elected board is going to do that for them, as opposed to an appointed board. The province, I would hope, would be appointing knowledgeable people to sit on the tribunal. Whereas an elected board may not have a knowledgeable background at all. So, anyway, I just want to comment on that.
So we have a resolution on the table to accept the correspondence. Any further discussion? Call the question. All in favor? Carried. Resolution 22-73, being resolved that the Council of Township McKellar pursuant to Municipal Act SO 2001 as amended, moved into the closed session at 8:07 p.m. to discuss the following items. The minutes of the closed session, litigation or potential litigation, including matters before. Be resolved that the Council of Township McKellar, pursuant to the Municipal Act SO 2001, as amended, moved in closed session at 8:07 p.m. to discuss the following items. Minutes of closed session, litigation, or potential litigation, including matters before administrative tribunals affecting the municipality or local board, 239-2E, appeals of zoning bylaw 219-23, Interior Land Tribunal Law, update, personal matters for identifiable individual, including this for local board employees and staff. Can I have a mover and a second, please?
Prior to moving that motion, Peter, I wonder, do we need to go back to number 20, the question and comment period? I'm not being sure if we
You're absolutely correct. No, you're absolutely correct. All right, so hold on that one. And is there anybody in the public that has a question for any items on the agenda? Anybody?
Do you have anybody on board?
Any questions from anybody?
Nope.
Hearing none, thank you, Councillor Heston.
That were two questions.
So, we still have the resolution on the table for going to close. The mover and a seconder. Councillor Heston, second. Any discussion? Call a question on paper. Here.